Good morning, friends. 4 is an unlucky number. So to make it 5, I was put here. Anyway, I'm delighted to be sitting here and once again visiting one of my favorite places in Madras, the Fort Museum. When you go around it today, have a look at the East India Company porcelain, and which very few people tend to notice, and some of it is very, very lovely porcelain. That model which they have, that room there, is a rather spectacular model and gives you an overview of this building, of this complex as such. And now it has been enriched by the vintage Vinet pictures from D. Krishnan, D. Murari and the other three partners who own that collection today, which I think is one of the finest collections of old Madras and deserves far more exposure than what it has been getting all these years. So we did do a book on it once and we hope we'll do it all over again one of these days. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk of two things very, very briefly, leading out of what has been happening. As I came in here, somebody asked me what is happening to the Heritage Act. And I said that after all these 15 years of coming back and forth, one step has been taken about a month ago. At least we had a meeting after several years. Certainly from many people who were at that meeting, they were very much for a Heritage Act for Tamil Nadu. Equally, there were those who wanted every heritage building measured, all the rooms mentioned, and all the buildings detailed before you declare a building a heritage building. So you need to know exactly whether this is 36 by 24 feet and so on and so forth. And this is typical bureaucracy at work. These are the things which have stifled the Heritage Act all these 15 years. We hope that maybe with a positive outlook with some people that we will get the Heritage Act going one of these days. But more importantly, something I said on an earlier occasion in these complex, speaking at an Archaeological Survey of India function, was with the establishment or re-establishment of Clive Corner next to the St. Mary's Church, and now with the revival and the new life given to this particular gallery here with Fort St. George, I hope that these are the first steps towards declaring or getting declared the whole Fort Precincts as a World Heritage Site. I've been asking for this for very many years, that there is no more important site in modern India than Fort St. George, because this is where modern India began. And if there is one place deserving of World Heritage status for the importance it has had, it is the Fort area. With plans to move the Secretariat and the Legislature out under rather unfortunate circumstances from my point of view, there is nevertheless an opportunity again for to work on this being declared a World Heritage Site. And I hope the Archaeological Survey of India, with these first steps that they've taken, will work much more towards this concept that this will be declared one day a World Heritage Site. And if that happens, then this will be one of the most important places and one of the most attractive places in the city to visit. And that's something the tourism department should be thinking about. Thank you all very much.